Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate, I really do mean this too, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's really it. Be part of the solution, okay? And go back, I'm gonna post it later on, but go back and pick up the show from the last hour. If you got kids, grandkids, what have you, we got to help these kids find their passion. We got to help these kids so they're not in $80,000 worth of debt when they graduate from college. Or, as a matter of fact, when they graduate from high school, they're all looking to put themselves in $80,000 worth of debt. This is ridiculous. So, it behooves you to get involved. Now, look, some of you, you know, when I first got involved as a school board member, it wasn't for religious reasons, but there was a tug, an inner tug, to be part of the school board, to be part of the process of educating these kids. And I never really understood what it was for. And then in the beginning, it was strictly career tech education. I saw these kids like my son and other kids that he hung around with that hated school. They just hated school. And you can't force a kid to love school. You can't tell them it's just a necessary evil. Deal with it. You got to help them find a passion. And I know this is going to come off the wrong way, but I don't really care. The passion is not just to be with his drama buddies or his football buddies or his sports buddy or whatever. You know, that's not the passion I'm talking about. With my son, it was once he got a hammer and a screwdriver in his hand, once he was able to cut a piece of wood, you know, once he was able to do those things and he found, hey, you know what? I seem to have a natural ability to do this. This is cool. I don't have a natural ability to read easily. I don't have a natural ability for math. I don't have a natural ability for this other stuff. But looking at this, I can see how this fits. I can see what I have to cut to make it work. Then he's willing to learn about fractions because he's going to need it to cut wood. We don't do it that way. We shove the education down your throat and tell you it'll help you later on in life, but we don't tell you how. Right? Remember the old days of the 50s when mom would come up with you with a tablespoon of something on there, look and smell disgusting? This will help you. Well, how do I know that? I mean, I love you and I trust you, but my God, look at that thing. Right? I mean, seriously, same thing with education. If you help these kids, like I had mentioned in the last hour about a particular woman at one of the schools, she was a counselor. I don't know if she went looking. I don't know if she had a natural, you know, a knack, if you would, for this. But she would find these kids that needed help. She would find these kids, and not that they were troubled kids that needed help. I don't mean that at all. And it's for them to go find that little thing that they feel, oh, wow, I could do this. Once they see something, go, I can do this, that opens up a whole new world to them. That changes everything tremendously. So let's help our kids. Really, no, sincerely. Let's help our kids win. Let's help our kids get the resources they need. Do not, and I'm in it, and I'm telling you, do not trust the education kids with your children. Now, that sounds kind of weird, coming from me. What I mean by that is that just because you're sending them to school every day, don't assume that they're learning the right thing. Don't assume because they've been passed from one class to the next that they know what they're talking about. Don't do that. You need to dig. You need to pay attention. All right? That simple. Now, I'm not trying to beat on the education world, because I'm really not. A lot of great teachers. I know a lot of great teachers. But if you sit there and think forever, you know, that they're all bad, or even that they're all good, you're going to cause yourself trouble, right? So, be part of the solution. You hear me say that. Some of you are tired of hearing me say that. Be part of the solution, though. That means you get informed as to what's going on with your kids in school, grandkids, niece, nephews, what have you. Then step up and get involved. Make a change. Make a difference. It's really that simple. And then get involved. Just get involved. Ain't that hard. All right. I know. It's funny because you've heard me say this before as a trustee. It's the most frustratingly rewarding job I've ever had. Okay, I know some people go, huh? What? Yeah, it's frustrating because you know, as my dad used to say, you're shoveling seaweed against the tide, although he said it in a more colorful way. But you also know that you just need that one win. You make that one win where you get a bunch of kids excited about education or excited about school, and they learn something, and everything's great. 855-REAL-CHARLIE, 855-732-5566. Be back in a few.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. I'm sorry. Somebody sent me some pretty funny thing that I cannot repeat. It's okay. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. So this is how whacked we've become. The YMCA has banned an 80-year-old woman, I mean, this is real simple, for complaining, simply complaining about a trans man in the showers. Now, some of you go, okay, well, you know, this, here's the problem. If you and unless I'm missing something here, but I've talked to a few. Right, if you're a transgender, you're transgendering from male to female. Shouldn't you be taking the hormones that make that happen and doing all that other stuff, right? Making some kind of effort to make the change, not just feeling like you are. So this woman was banned from the YMCA in Washington after she complained about a biological man she found in a woman's locker room. The transgender staff member was assisting a group of young female swimmers who were undressing. Now, Julie, who had been a regular with the local YMCA for some 40 years, she was stunned to discover the transgender staff member in the locker room. She said, "I saw a man in a woman's bathing suit," and she could tell, "watching maybe four or five little girls pulling down their suits in order to use the toilet. I asked if he had a penis, and he said it was none of my business." She threw the man out. She physically told me he had to leave. After alerting a pool staff member to the situation, Jamin said that she was stunned when the staff told her that she was being discriminatory, was banned from the pool forever. And they went on to call the police. She didn't ask me what the problem was or if I was okay. Nothing about me. She just wanted to pounce on me, which is the average response now. Because they're expecting you to freak out. They're expecting you to do something stupid. They're expecting you to be totally horrified and apologize. I'm sorry, but if the man is there, and he's got a full beard and mustache, I mean, at what point do we stop the lunacy and start going, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, why aren't you shaving? Why aren't you taking hormones? Why? You can see his junk right there in the bikini. This is really what you want to expose little girls to, right? Man, you know, this country has gone to the point where we won't even protect our children from things like this, from the drag queens, from going to, I mean, just not strip clubs, but pole dancing places. And we're the whacked ones. The left will tell you we're the whacked ones. She was swimming back in July. She was asked to kind of move over because there was a group of children that were going to use her lane in the swimming pool. Right? And that was kind of cool. You know? All right, sure. They need practice. She left the pool and she went into the women's shower. She said there's no private showers. They're all kind of clustered in a common area. It requires users to step in and out of the showers in the view of others. There are light curtains on the showers. Listen, when I was a kid, we had, some of you remember this, in gym after gym class, we actually had to take a shower every day after gym. We'll figure that one out. And the shower was like a walkway, right? It was a U-shaped walkway. And when you first got in, the water was, I don't know what it was. Was it cold, hot, whatever, right? You had the soap, you'd clean yourself up. And it was kind of like a car wash. You can move through, you soaped up, you got rinsed off, and you kept going. And these are stalls. So rainbow flag and pride stickers filled the room and corridors of the Mountain View pool facility. There's no signage warning people that whatever, they might see whatever. Right? They're women-only showers. Now, again, I say, I don't understand. I'd love somebody to call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What gives you the right to tell me that my 7, 8, 9-year-old daughter, who might be training for swimming, has to be forced, has to understand that if she sees a penis on a male, on a guy that claims to be a woman, it's okay, and I should have to deal with it. What gives him a right to do that to my child? Frankly, nothing. While lathered up in the shower, Jamin heard a definite low male voice. She saw a male in a woman's swimsuit very close to where she was showering. He was staring at the little girls while they were taking off their suits. Yeah, that's something that women do in the shower all the time, right? She was shocked, she said. There were gaps in the curtain, and there I was, naked, with soap and water on me. This guy right there, very close to me, asked, "Do you have a penis?" He said, "That's none of your business." Then she, God bless her, she threw him out. Right? I mean, seriously. And that's when she got in trouble. She totally freaked out, totally stunned. Now, there was nothing on this. Apparently, he was an employee of the YMCA. Which ultimately, by the way, think about something. It's a Young Men's Christians Association. It was a place men went. It's just hilarious. In the early days, to get some information about Christ, get some food, a place to sleep, place to work out while they were looking for a job, that kind of thing. They were down and out. It just never stopped, right? And funny how they take everything, and they have to twist it. Everything. I find it amazing. Police officer Mark Titterness said that Jemaine had an emotional response to a strange male being in the bathroom and helping a young girl taking off her bathing suit. However, as the police investigated, it was revealed another person had called them about the incident, saying Jemaine was refusing to leave the YMCA and also told him that a transgender staff member was in the bathroom with a child in a day camp. Julie asked if she had a penis and started screaming at her to get out. Right? Anyway, she took her concerns to the city council. She demanded city leaders do something to protect women. So again, it was there was no warning, no anything. Like this is supposed to be absolutely normal. And I know somebody's going to write something nasty to me about using that term. But if nothing is normal, if nothing is for sure, if nothing is certain and anything goes, well, bring it on. I'll have a field day. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Donald Trump says the FBI searched his Florida estate. He confirmed the search in a post to his social media platform that he characterized as a raid, adding that it wasn't necessary or appropriate. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to documents that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago, which he was supposed to leave in Washington. President Biden and First Lady Jill spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen, we never give up, we never stop, we never bow, we never bend, we just go forward.
At least 37 people have died. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded. Mixed results on Wall Street, the Dow added 29 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, don't be part of the problem. And that comes with ignorance. If you're ignorant, then yeah, you are part of the problem. I ain't going to protect you. You know? 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. So get engaged, get involved. Learn. Get your facts straight first. All right, so I'm going to hit a whole bunch of stuff. Just quickly, I love doing this anyway. Hey, Trump supporters are gathering outside of Mar-a-Lago. And remember what I told you, right? Be careful. They're looking for a fight. They're looking for you people not being able to control yourself. So the gathering outside of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. They're there to defend President Trump against the FBI. Now, there's a massive line of cars. You know, and listen, there's only one guy that can call out the National Guard there in the state, and he ain't going to do it, DeSantis. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. I mean, these people are there to stay. And there's some people reporting on it. Joe Kent from the Post-Millennial, he says they're going after him, but a total full frontal assault. They're going after him. If they're going after him, they're going after every single one of us. I agree. I totally agree. Right, you got the media and the law enforcement supporters are gathering in front of Mar-a-Lago that I'm watching, you know, in front of with the FBI there. They don't know what to do. They're not used to this kind of thing. A large group of Cuban Americans showed up to support the president. And they're chanting, we don't support communism in this country. And I don't think they get it. And they're trying to intimidate. They will start a civil war. The Democrats will spark a civil war. They did the first time. Why wouldn't they now? They never learn from their mistakes, ever. And you're seeing more and more Trump supporters to come out and make their voices heard. Right? Nobody's been physical. There's been a lot of yelling back and forth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's going to be a wild night there, I think. I mean, cars are rolling up like crazy into the local streets around Mar-a-Lago. And maybe this is what we need to do. Maybe we need to show them that we're serious. I'm not suggesting you get violent, and it won't matter what I say anyhow. You know, really, just like with Trump on January 6th, when he told people to peacefully go out there and exercise your right to speech, free speech. Oh yeah, that would in and of itself was wrong, right? Well, I don't know if you guys saw the video today. Joey B couldn't even put on his own coat. Matter of fact, not only could he not put on his own coat, his wife tried to help him, and the two of them couldn't coordinate him getting his arm in the coat. This is not like a life-saving technique, people. This should have been an easy one. Some will say, come on, Joe, cut him a little slack. It was a little windy there. No, it wasn't extremely windy. You know? And when you see it, again, you don't see this on any of the other news stations. Now, the First Lady finally intervened, but it was only after, you ever see a dog when he's chasing his tail? And if you ever, you know, get that picture in your head. Because that's what Joey B was doing with his sleeve. He looked like a dog chasing his tail. You know, you just, I don't know, it's painful to watch. Because you know there's an issue. You know there's a problem. I'm sorry. They know there's a problem. And yet, they're still hiding it. They're not going to be able to hide it for long. It's getting to the point where it's out there. You're just not going to be able to hide it. Okay, Christians are fighting back finally against this transgender and pronoun lunacy. You got people being fired for refusing to talk about a person's sex, you know, call them what they aren't, if you would. The fight for acceptance and promotion of transgenderism has reached some astonishing lengths. According to Todd Starnes, he says, in the United Kingdom, employers reportedly have the power to dismiss employees if they don't agree to call somebody other than their, call somebody the gender they request. Now, remember, I mean, just be fair about this. The medical community still calls this gender dysphoria. It still calls it a condition / disease. So I don't understand why they're being punished for that. The appeal is addressed to the Secretary of State for Justice. And again, this is England right now. Asking the government to protect the rights of workers not to be compelled to use transgender pronouns. There have been two recent legal rulings in the case of Maya Forster and David McAreth, it looks like. They can declare that freedom to believe the sex is biological is protected. In other words, you can disagree, at least in principle, with the use of transgender pronouns and not lose your job. Right? You should be able to not lose your job. That fella that I talked about, the YMCA, the one with the beard, mustache, and penis, and a woman's swimsuit, yeah, sorry. You don't cut it. You haven't made the true commitment yet. Just saying. What else we got here? Oh! Look, guys, I got a whole bunch of stories I want to move through. San Diego venue finally backs down on a church ban. Well, look, it would have cost them a lot of money. A venue in San Diego is no longer closing its doors to a church for being a religious organization. Officials at the San Diego Symphony Orchestra Association, which manages the venue, Ratty Shell and Jacobs Park, backtracked from preventing the Awakened Church from renting the venue just days after receiving a letter from the Religious Liberty Law Firm. They went on to say, we are very grateful to officials at the Symphony Association for responding so quickly and favorably to the letter sent by our attorney. Just saying. The Symphony responded in the case of the openness to work with the church. No, no, they just don't want to get sued, and they don't have the money to fight it. That's what it says. Can we stop shooing this stuff? Just be honest about the fact that they didn't want to spend the money. They knew it was, they had a losing battle here. Awakened Church pastor Jurgen Matthias, he celebrated the reversal. So we're overjoyed that the rainy shell has opened its doors to us. We are hopeful that we can find a date that works for everyone. Look forward to inviting the community. Man, that's cool. To experience the joy of Christmas. This is all about, well, my God, I didn't realize this earlier. This is about a Christmas event, right? Now, the thing I love, I mean, the story is, just, it's a story and I get it and what have you, but this pastor opens his mouth and finally says, look, when Christians face discrimination or persecution, speak out. Why are you quiet? More often than not, we shut up and hide. Not cool. It's not right. Not what you were called to do. I think I'll go over that. I'm going to have to go over that with the show this week. Alfonso Rachel. He loves these kind of stories. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay. God bless. You know, people have already said, you know, what are you so concerned about with the IRS agents? What are you concerned about with this? What are you concerned about with that? You remember when Obama's IRS? Yeah, I'm sorry, but remember when those goons audited Billy Graham? Billy Graham. I mean, this guy was heard all over the country. All over the world, really. And then all of a sudden, because of who he was, I believe, they decide to audit him. Now, while even people were in church doing the Lord's work, the Senate Democrats, they were doing the devil's work, frankly. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie to pass a massive tax spend bill, more than $400 billion in new spending. How does this work? So, Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back.
I think.
I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, join me tomorrow night because we've got Brad Dacus is going to join us, as he does every week. Talk about some of the laws that are going into effect, some of the things that we can fight, some of the things we're looking forward to. Just amazing. Talk to him a little bit about what the feds are doing to Trump right now. And on top of that, also, I told you that I'm going to try to start my immigrant series. These are immigrants that came to this country because of what they saw America to be, what they wanted from the U.S., what they believed the U.S. afforded them, and how much they love this country, and how much they can't understand why some Americans don't love this country. No, really. You know, it's the ones that appreciate it the most, you know, it's so true. When you grow up in it, right, you don't really understand what you have. Come on, will you give me that? You really don't understand what you have. You may think you do, but you don't. So, I mean, seriously, get involved, get engaged, get informed so you understand what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 732-5563. All right, back at it. So Kamala Harris, is it Carmel? Kamala, I don't know. I don't remember. What was her stage name? I don't remember. So, yeah, the, you know, when Obama's IRS goons, remember when they audited Billy Graham? Right, you know, more than $400 billion in new spending and more than $700 billion in new taxes have been put on the table. This is just, it's just ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. The most disturbing part of all of this, though, frankly and honestly, is the 87,000 new agents. I mean, can you imagine? I don't even know how to deal with that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I can't stand it. 5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of this whole thing. All right. So the Democrats are making the IRS bigger than the Pentagon when you move through this, right? Plus the Department of State, plus the FBI, plus the Border Patrol combined. Matter of fact, the IRS will have a bigger police force than all those groups together. Call it what you want, but that's what it is. Republicans say that every middle-class family and small business owner is about to have a great big target on their bank accounts, and they're right. A key provision in the Democrats' new spending scam is their plan to hire an army of 87,000 new IRS agents to audit American families and spy on the bank accounts. You know, we've had Dan Pilla on before to talk about this. And as he said, it is not the average American that aren't paying their bills. It's the tax numbers. It's not the small biz, the average small business. And it just doesn't work that way. This is the same IRS that was caught targeting conservatives last time Joey B was in the White House with Mr. Obama. Now, President Obama first weaponized the IRS targeting conservatives and Christians who opposed his policies. He wanted to punish his political enemies. I am telling you, I was a recipient of that, myself and a few others we know. And it wasn't direct from Obama. I know that. But there were certain guidelines that agents were told to look for. And I wouldn't want to go through that again. I'm willing to go through a few guys. The irritant was so that it's amazing how many people just go, well, that's terrible. Don't do that. You need to help out people that are going through those fights. Whether it's me or somebody else, maybe you don't want to support me. Whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Look, there's a donate button there. Every once in a while, instead of going to that expensive coffee place that can't stand your guts and gives money to Planned Parenthood, why don't you give it to me? Or guys like me? Give me the $5, the $10. No, in all sincerity, in all seriousness. I am so tired of hearing about some of you that you know, I went to Starbucks, got a, you know, triple latte, blah, 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 paid $8 for it. It's like, for real? You gave money to an organization that hates you? I mean, sincerely, that hates you. I don't get it. I have to question your sanity at that point in time. Anyway, again, they're coming at you. They're coming after you, whether it's through the IRS or whatever. And this is what you got. This is what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know how I feel about this. Somebody sent me this. A group of vigilantes in Mexico, they took the law into their own hands. Large group of people in a little city in Mexico, they beat and burned alive a man who was accused of raping and killing a six-year-old girl. Alfredo Roblero was accused of raping and killing a child named Jared. But before local police could get involved, several men in the city poured gas on Alfredo and lit him on fire. The aunt of the girl tried to report the killing and rape to the police, but the men in the village stopped her and took matters in their own hands. Now, I'm not suggesting that I'm okay with this kind of thing. But what I am, you know, because right here it says alleged. So it never really got investigated. We never really know whether it happened or not. Now, we never will know what went down. I'm not saying don't listen to the little girl. But again, it's funny how they pick and choose, right? So they burned a suspected pedophile alive after he was accused of raping and killing a six-year-old girl. And he was then being tied to a big red pole where he sits and is berated by the mob in the small village. They then throw him on the grass, kick him in the head before his hands, and again tied as he struggled. They poured gas all over him and then lit him on fire. Now, not that this should be done to every pedophile, because that's not what I mean. Not even close. But pedophilia is becoming, in this country, is what are they calling it? An acceptable sexual orientation. Normal. Don't you know that? It is normal for a guy or girl, whatever, to find 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds sexually attractive. I mean, isn't that what you learned? No, it really is sick. And I say that because if we don't speak out against this stuff, who's going to do it? No, really, in all sincerity, who's going to do it? And I don't suggest you should beat the crap out of somebody like this, but seriously, when are we going to start taking our kids back? When are we going to start taking back the fact that they are our kids? They need help. They need protection. When do we stop protecting kids? When did that happen? And frankly, this is as much your fault as it is mine. I'm late to the game, too. I remember talking to Tammy years ago about this stuff. And just saying, if something isn't done about this, it's not going to stop. The conversation, the words they use to define certain things. You sit there and you go, this doesn't make any sense. These words don't make any sense for the situation. But we let him go. I let him go. Yeah, I complained about it, but I didn't do anything massive to change it. I mean, look at this ridiculousness, right? Disneyland is not removing Walt Disney's speech celebrating America. No, they did. Now, if you think about it, when Disneyland first opened in 1955, Walt Disney stood up and welcomed people to the happiest place on earth. He said, to all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here, age relives fond memories of the past. And here, youth may savor the challenge and the promise of the future. Those are very good, uplifting words, are they not? Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you. 67 years, for 67 years that speech was delivered. Not this year. And changed it. Now, Disney won't fess up as to who made the change. But I'm sure there was a word there that triggered the Disney execs. Now, Disney fans are outraged. But you know what? They're not outraged enough to stop going. They're not outraged enough to stop buying Disney products. This is what I'm talking about. They do it to us. They scream and yell. They go into our stores. When are you going to make the change? Walt's speech invokes the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, which once were to use are called taboo for Disney. You know, they have a woke agenda. Well, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the evening. I want you involved and engaged. So tune back in. We're here all week long. Hopefully you'll join us.